Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, some big news just broke today. It's just now getting traction. We learned about it about an hour ago. We knew it was coming any day now. The Jeffrey Epstein files have dropped. They're on InfoWars.com as we speak. It's being posted. So I'll have to hit a little bit of that. Not have to, but I don't really want to get into it until I've had time to go over it. So you can bet that I've got crew and researchers and writers going through this list right now and searching it. This is the list of the clients. The whole nine yards they've been suppressing. It's a big deal because this is the deep state and how they control people. Going back to David in Ohio. David, you are on the air. You were going to finish up getting in to believing it could be sabotage as a railroad.
The Norfolk Southern, when it comes to operations for the maintenance of their equipment, their roadbed, and for the safety of the employees, Norfolk Southern has always been the cops in the United States. So now Harrison was talking before about the hot box detector, and so was the previous caller. If you have a hot box detector go off on the side of the train, there's usually radio communications with the engineer. He has a condition. He has a hot box. If he slams on the brakes, it will cut the wheel off, and that will cause a derailment. So if that was the case, then the engineer would have a choice. Now, you got Pittsburgh there. You got Youngstown. He might have slowed the train down to a less populated area. Too bad for the Palestinians, but, you know, he probably tried to get the train to a place where it was less populated. And so it would either be that way or, like I said, the sabotage. The Norfolk Southern's always been the best for every category on railroads. Now as for, the CEOs, like of Norfolk Southern, you started with Norfolk Southern as a brakeman and you work your way up. You have full, understanding of the operations. As opposed to other railroads, like the famous CEO of CSX, John Snow, the treasurer, U.S. treasurer. He was a lawyer, never touched a railroad car or a engine in his life. The Oracle of Omaha, who owns the Burlington Northern, you know, he's never had any railroad experience. They attack railroading in a different way than the Norfolk Southern. Norfolk Southern has always been an operational excellence railroad, and I have never worked for them. I'm just telling you.
So you're seeing some anomalies.
Yeah, like I said, at that hop up, or the engineer would probably be aware of it. The dispatcher would have been aware of it, and he might have taken the train to a less populated area. But with Norfolk Southern, I'm kind of leaning towards sabotage more than anything else.
Well, we know we're seeing a lot of sabotage. Our own government cut off our biggest pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, and then blew up the Russian pipeline and so much more. So these guys are like a pack of gremlins. So I'd have to say we have to investigate what you're saying.
Okay. Oh, can I say something about your sales? I love the Alex Jones was right sale, and I always thought maybe you should, you know, all these things that come across the news, and 2 or 3 days later, we always forget. And, you know, like your Christmas sale, the Easter sale, the Good Friday, why not the Hunter laptop sale, the Chinese balloon sale, you know, something that you...
I agree. Something that grabs folks' attention. You're a genius, and I agree with you. Thank you so much, David. All right, here's what's going on. I have a guest censored massively who's been reported on in Congress and all the big tech surveillance and spying that's been going on, and she's got a lawsuit against them that's moving forward, and I'm going to still have her on. But this Epstein thing has just got me like a deer in the headlights because I am really wanting to read it. I'm wanting to cover it. It's posted in the live show feed. and it's being posted as its own article at Infowars.com. But we need to get all the writers on this, searching the key names and getting blurbs out, because this is the secret list they didn't want to be released. This is a big damn deal, right?
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. The horsemen are drawing nearer. They're those steeds they ride. They come to take your life. Honor the dead of night. See the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh, yeah. You've been dying since the day you were born. All right, it's kind of hard to not clear the decks right now and cover this. But I want all hands on deck with all our writers, all our researchers, start going over this. It just popped up an hour or so ago on Mike Cernovich's Twitter. He's a lawyer, great source of information. And they said last week, AP, Fox News, all of them, that sometime this week, the court said they were going to release it. Well, it just got released. There's no news articles about it yet. I'm sure there will be in minutes. We posted it in the live show feed, and it's being posted on the front page of InfoWars.com. And we were having some trouble the last hour getting the weird PDF to be embedded in the article. I don't care about that. Just have a headline: Jeffrey Epstein client list released. Despite deep state's best efforts, the holy grail of the deep state control mechanism now public. I mean, something like that. And we'll just have the tweet there and everybody can find it. It's in the live show feed on InfoWars.com where you can find it. Post it right there. But we need it. Just a big article on InfoWars.com with the links to it. Get it out now. I am very strongly considering. Yeah, I need to reset my brain. I'm going to rebroadcast for a little bit here. I just can't have something like this and not be looking at it. We got Laura Loomer coming on, and I really appreciate her. But let's back her up another segment. And to the callers, I respect you. You're amazing callers. But this is just unbelievable. I mean, I can't wait. You know, I got reading glasses last year, and I just can't stand wearing the things. But maybe like an old man have a big magnifying glass like my grandfather had. But I've got the crew digging through all of these right now. And if I had kind of a choking moment here on air, it's just this is so important to bring down the deep state, how they control people, what these wicked pedophiles have done. And this is out of his little black book. This is released by the court. This is what the system has fought to not release. And this is how that monster for Israeli intelligence and other intelligence groups was controlling so many people. Wow. And I'm told more documents are on the way as well. But this appears to be a flight log. They were saying they were going to release the black book. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to get eyes on what's going on here. And then we'll come back. Let's go ahead and... Yeah, that's too long. I want Tucker Carlson. Clip 6, go ahead and roll that.
We don't want to second guess anybody. We got to assume everybody involved was doing their best under a highly stressful situation. But did you see that mushroom cloud? That was caused on purpose. And maybe there's a good reason. Again, no second guessing. But what it means is those clouds of toxic smoke flew up and out. And that toxic smoke almost immediately began killing animals. Dead fish washed up on shore. As one hazardous materials specialist put it, we basically nuked a town with chemicals. So then representatives from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, arrived to restore calm. Yes, an EPA spokesman explained, chemicals from the derailed train did enter the local watershed. And yes, they did kill fish. But the drinking water supply remains totally safe. The fish are dead, but go ahead and fill your thermos and brew some coffee. Everything's fine. Now, we don't know if the locals in East Palestine are drinking the water tonight, but we can tell you the Biden administration doesn't seem too concerned about it either way. Donald Trump got over 71% of the vote in the county in the last presidential election. That's not exactly the Democratic Party's core demographic. Fentanyl, toxic waste spill, whatever. They're not our voters. And by the way, what does a chemical spill have to do with climate change? If you can't use it to sell solar panels, it's not really an environmental disaster. That's the rule in Washington. So no one in the Biden administration bothered to issue warnings to communities that might be in the path of those toxic mushroom clouds you saw floating up from the train wreck, because no one cared enough to do that. Pete Buttigieg is the official who's supposed to be in charge of our transportation infrastructure. Technically, he's the transportation secretary. At an appearance today, he seemed to have no idea that there was a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. His real concern, he explained, is that we have too many damn white construction workers in this country.
We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good paying jobs don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the problem, Mayor Pete. Too many white guys in hard hats. Why didn't we realize this before we built all this infrastructure that's now crumbling? It's actually not funny, and future historians will marvel at just how much damage one incompetent narcissist can cause when he's elevated to a serious job, like transportation secretary. Here's a guy who could not, on a bet, who could not at gunpoint change his own tire, who oversees our roads, railways, and airports, all of which are crumbling from mismanagement and neglect. And not just from mismanagement and neglect, but also from actual acts of sabotage. Over the last 2 years, the FBI has investigated more than 40 cases of rail sabotage in Washington state alone, in one state. Now, a lot of those attacks involve so-called shunt devices. Those are wires stretched between tracks that interfere with the train's electrical signals and cause derailments. In one incident, just before Christmas in 2020, a shunt caused a train to derail in Custer, Washington. That train spilled 30,000 gallons of crude oil and forced locals to evacuate their homes. Well, that's not the environmental disaster that Joe Biden talks about, because, of course, he can't buy solar panels from the Chinese to fix it. But it was, objectively speaking, an act of terrorism. The interesting thing is, very often, in fact, in the majority of cases, people who commit acts of terrorism against infrastructure, whoever they are never punished. And the ones who are caught aren't really punished. One woman who tried to destroy trains using a shunt got out of jail after only a year. Oh. So no one's paying any attention and no one really seems to care, because what does that have to do with environmental racism and climate? And possibly as a result of that attitude, there are an awful lot of train derailments in this country, many more than you may realize. In the last calendar year, more than 1,000 trains went off the tracks in the United States.
Well, how's that for a metaphor?
Just today, two more trains derailed. One of them was in South Carolina, and one was in Texas near Houston. The train near Houston was also carrying hazardous materials, as so many trains are. What's going on here exactly?
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, about 4 or 5 days ago, Fox News, CNN, AP, all of them reported they were going to release Jeffrey Epstein's, the court, his client list, and more. It's a 2,000-plus page document, and I wanted to go to those clips I was already going to play during the show so I could go check it and make sure. A lot of this looks like it's old info, but it's going to be the full file. It's going to be some of the stuff that was already out, like the flight logs that came out a few years ago. It does look like there's new stuff in here and notes to Epstein and some of his clients calling him and things, but I'm not going to say what the internet was saying, that this is the big data dump until we've proven it is. And so I'm going to change the headlines to, is this the data dump? Is this all we're getting? And just move on from there. And then I'll have time once I'm off air to go research it. And then I'll obviously be popping in on Owen Schroeder's show if indeed this is it. But there's no way to analyze 2,000 plus pages of this here while we're live on air. So just look for that. Plus, we already know what they did. We understand it. But it's obviously going to be those lists that are so incredibly important. And that's the problem with a live show is this stuff just comes in so fast. There is no way to be able to digest it all. It's like trying to eat an elephant with a tiny little baby fork. One person. It's going to take some time. The good news is, just like with WikiLeaks, if indeed this is the big data dump that was supposedly coming today or tomorrow, we'll be able to analyze it and go over all of it because the internet itself will ferret through it all and find the most important parts. That's how they tried to claim Hunter Biden wasn't real, because it was tens of thousands of pages and thousands of photos and videos. It turned out it was all real, but people were concerned that other people could insert fake stuff in there to try to discredit it all. And they did try some of that. That's kind of what Karl Rove did to Dan Rather on the whole Iraq invasion, 2003, those documents, 99% of them were real. But Karl Rove bragged how they put disinfo into it to be able to then discredit it. Same thing happened with Pizzagate and WikiLeaks. 99% of it was real. But then the media focused on parts that had been put out that weren't real to try to discredit the whole thing. So that's one of the main tactics they used. But what we do know now is that in hindsight, the deep state, when Obama left office, did put in stay-behind groups with billions of dollars to block Trump's agenda and to spy on and to censor the opposition to the globalists here in America. And chief amongst those targeted and demonized was myself, Laura Loomer, Paul Watson, Gab McGinnis, and Louis Farrakhan, of all people. 12 people, they said, were dangerous individuals and that, quote, violence could be called for against us on the official Facebook policies page, which they admitted was real but later withdrew. So it shows where they want to go. Laura Loomer filed a lawsuit. Was it last year or before that? I forget. She's here to join us. And it's now being discussed in Congress. It's in the hearings. And it's moving forward and got the deep state really, really, really concerned. It was Laura and I 4 years ago repeatedly at Congress pointing all this out and being laughed at. You had the one congressman, looks like Porky Pig, doing the whole auctioneer voice, talking over her. Remember all of that? Well, now the chickens are coming home to roost with the incredible hearings that happened last week. So Laura Loomer, completely vindicated, joins us now to talk about her suit and why it affects every American. Laura, you're the expert on this. You're living it. You're right in the middle of it. You've, again, been validated. Lay out all these important points for folks.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. Happy Valentine's Day and happy belated birthday to you. I know you just had a birthday this weekend, so hopefully everybody will send you some nice birthday wishes.
Thank you.
We have been vindicated. I remember, and when I posted my happy birthday message to you, I posted my favorite picture that we ever took together. And that's, of course, when Jack Dorsey was trying to be whisked away outside of the congressional hearing in D.C. It's an epic photograph. It's going to be in the history book someday. And it's you being held back by a bodyguard confronting Jack Dorsey for lying in front of Congress. And then, of course, as you mentioned, I had confronted Jack Dorsey during the congressional hearing, and then you can see my pink selfie stick on the far right corner there. But yeah, look, I've been filing a lot of lawsuits against these big tech social media giants. And the most recent case that I filed was in May of 2022, and this was a RICO case against Facebook and Twitter, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, Procter & Gamble, and it has also been amended to include the FBI as well, or agents within the FBI, since we now know that, you know, individuals within the FBI and other federal government agencies were colluding. Right. They've been colluding with these big tech social media giants on a private cloud server called Jira. They've been communicating in other ways as well, as these hearings revealed, through private briefings to not only just surveil Americans, but to really illegally interfere in our elections. And so it's organized crime. You and I and others have been referring to big tech as a mafia, because that's exactly how they operate. And just like people like Rudy Giuliani utilized RICO, racketeering influence, Corrupt Organizations Act of 1970 to break up the mob and the mafia, that's exactly what we need to do with big tech. We need to have a RICO case, and we need charges. These individuals need to be charged for their crimes. And Elon Musk himself, when he bought Twitter, he paid $44 billion for a crime scene. And that's why he himself said that Twitter is a crime scene.
What did you make of those fascinating hearings last week? I know you're in contact with Congress. Your information is being used. Some more hearings are coming up. But for those that don't realize how we basically were the rabbit hole of their larger plan for everybody else, and then after they censored us, we were the beta test, they went after everybody else. And if we're ever going to stop this deep state coup that we're living under, we've got to expose their mechanism of surveillance and censorship.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. You know, now finally people are starting to see this. You and I and others have really been ahead of the curve over these last few years. And so it's been hard, right? A lot of people mocked my lawsuit, and they said that it was over the top. They said that it was extra, right? Or the same things that they say about you, right? They say that you're over the top, but now everybody's starting to realize that you're right. It's, look, for example, big tech social media censorship, government surveillance. The most recent Alex Jones was right tweets have to do with Project Blue Beam. Okay, this is stuff you've been talking about for the last 10 years. And now, right, everybody's starting to realize, wow, Alex Jones was right. And ironically, you're still not allowed back on Twitter. So I'm hoping that, you know, more people will start speaking out about this lawsuit. You've been kind enough to have me on. Steve Bannon interviewed me. Roger Stone has also talked about this as well. But there really honestly has not been too much reporting outside of conservative media. And it shows you, right, how the Republican Party is pretty useless. These people, they love complaining, right? They love having their little hearings. But where are they to actually support a lawsuit that has legs to what they're pushing in Congress? We can sit and we can talk all we want in Congress all day long about, you know, who's censoring who, who's working with who. But this lawsuit is a vehicle to eventually lead to prosecution someday.
I agree. And I'd like to see the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana that have been doing a great job in their lawsuits join your lawsuit.
Yeah, we'll see, right? It's certainly very interesting. And obviously, big tech is starting to get scared because they lawyered up. So Elon Musk actually blocked me on Twitter last week. Yesterday, he unblocked me, which is kind of funny. But he blocked me on Twitter from seeing his tweets. And then the day after the hearing, Twitter retained Obama's lawyer, Michael Gottlieb, who, of course, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, Laura Loomer, stay there. You're striking right to the heart of all this. We'll talk about Elon Musk as well, who, thank God, let you and millions of others that were censored back on Twitter. So I'm very thankful for him doing that, even if he keeps me banned and really goes along with official propaganda against me. It's okay.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you really can't overstate how crazy the surveillance and censorship's been. The election meddling, the criminal activity, the threats, Facebook saying it's okay to call for violence against 12 key people, thinking the public would accept that and they could call for violence against people. That shows how revolutionary and hateful this big media, big tech, globalist combine is. And Laura Loomer has gone through hell, run for Congress repeatedly, been cheated, but never gave up. But now she's all over the place. I see her all over being interviewed, lawsuits moving forward, vindicated in spades. Very exciting moment to be here. How do you see this big fight playing out here as the deep state gets in so much trouble?
Well, Alex, I'm hopeful that people are going to start to wake up. I am hopeful But now that this information that you and I and others, really, it's been a select few of us, have been warning people about, the extent of which big tech is trying to go to not only steal our elections, but also digitally gulag and get dissidents like you and I killed. They literally changed their terms of service, Facebook, to say that it was okay to murder you and I and Paul Joseph Watson and several others. This was in 2019 when they deemed us dangerous individuals. And I'll remind you that the day that they changed their policy was the day that I filed my defamation lawsuit, a separate lawsuit I had filed against Facebook for calling me a dangerous individual. So you can really view that as a form of retaliation, right? Them saying, okay, you're going to file a lawsuit against us for defamation, then we're going to tell people that it's okay to murder you. So it sounds crazy, but now people are really starting to see that.
Oh, you just said it doesn't sound real, but there were mainstream articles. The document was real. They really did it. Because they're always pushing for more power. They already surveil us and censor us and attack us and cheat everybody, including the general public. So why not go to the next phase of authoritarians, totalitarians, which is the calls for violence?
Well, that's exactly what they've done, and that's what, how far they've been able to, you know, test people. They did it with my campaign, and I blame Republicans, honestly, for the stolen election. I really do. I blame them because that's when big tech saw the Republican Party do absolutely nothing, when they decided to single me out and make me the only deplatformed candidate in 2020, denying my campaign access. If you remember, Facebook and Twitter literally created separate policies for the Laura Loomer campaign to keep me offline. And then when I won my primary and Trump voted for me and he endorsed me down in Palm Beach County, still, they wouldn't allow me to have an account. And that's when big tech realized, okay, if we can actually get away with not only deplatforming a congressional candidate, but a GOP nominee in Donald Trump's own backyard, we can get away with deplatforming the sitting United States president. So it really all began with the Laura Loomer for Congress campaign. And of course, you didn't see any members of Congress mention my campaign when they were having this hearing. And, you know, we were telling them, well, what did you expect with the Hunter Biden story?
Well, exactly. Let me ask you this. It's not because it's you and I that it happened to, but why do they choose Laura Loomer and Alex Jones as the main test case?
Because we're the most effective. I would say that you and I were the two most effective people. And then there were other people who were banned too. But look, you were exposing people and I was getting in people's faces. And they didn't like the fact, I mean, prior to me on the right, there really wasn't anybody on the right who was getting in the faces of politicians and putting cameras in their faces.
Like that's what made them mad, is that you particularly, and I to a lesser extent, was going to Congress, going to these meetings, and peacefully but aggressively confronting them with the facts.
Yeah, and then when we showed up together, I mean, that was kind of the chef's kiss, right? That was kind of the I guess you could call it like the coup de grace of that moment, because you found yourself banned right immediately after that. I believe I still had my account, but then I was on a week-long suspension, and then they just permanently banned me. That was September 5th, 2018. So, you know, nobody had really ever done that before on the right. I remember you and I were both attacked aggressively, even by some of my, at the time, were my closest friends telling me, whoa, I think that was a little out of line, you know, confronting Dorsey during the congressional hearing. Don't do that kind of stuff. That's what leftists do.
And again, he was up there lying, saying they never censored anybody for political reasons. And people say, well, that's just Laura Loomer and Alex Jones and Paul Watson, right, and Gavin McGinnis and Louis Farrakhan and a few others. But then it was everybody else, and then it was millions of citizens saying the vaccine made them sick, or thousands of doctors, and we know they were colluding with the NIH and the CDC to suppress not just Americans, but people all over the world. This is a serious Nuremberg Code violation of humanity here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have criminal illegal election interference, you have surveillance. Part of me even wonders if I was illegally red flagged because of big tech, you know, designating me as a dangerous individual and terrorist, because shortly after that, of course, I discovered that I had been put in the FBI NICS database. Nobody ever told me, of course, but now that we know that FBI and DHS and big tech had these pathways of communication, it really makes you wonder.
Oh, by the way, I know I'm on that list. No criminal record, but same thing. When I come back into the country, I get pulled out, I get searched, everything else happens. And again, this is the future they want for everybody. This is a social credit score they're trying to implement by stealth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you've been federally prohibited from owning or possessing a firearm, but I have. I'm not allowed to own or possess or purchase a firearm because the FBI illegally red flagged me and put me in this database. Nobody wants to address it. Congressman Paul Gosar wrote a letter to Congress about it and to the FBI and Merrick Garland in 2021. But, you know, nobody really is addressing this. And then, you know, here in the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis, who wants to run for president against Donald Trump, you know, he has completely ignored this issue. You know, during the last legislative session, well, the one in 2021, when we had this tech bill that was brought forth, it was literally designed to fail. And so now you see him on the campaign trail talking about how, you know, he wants to address debanking. But this is stuff that should have been addressed years ago when you and I were blowing the whistle, you know, even during the Trump administration. And I know on his way out, Trump tried to address it. But as I wrote in my book, the biggest failure, I'd say, of the Trump administration was not doing enough to address social media censorship and deplatforming. So hopefully, you know, in 2024, President Donald Trump surrounds himself with advisors and, you know, people like you and I who are able to, you know, give him good policy and suggestions on how to address these egregious civil rights violations.
Well, that's right. He criticized the mass censorship, but didn't realize it would end up happening to him. I really appreciate you coming on. We got to get you on some time and dig up all the clips when we confronted Congress, all the things when you brought illegal aliens to Nancy Pelosi's house. You were the first person to do that, now being imitated by all these governors. You've been a trailblazer, and they saw what you did and said, well, if people imitate this, it's game over for us. So we can look at ourselves being persecuted, not as victims, but as stalwarts in the fight, and realize what we were doing the system feared. That's why others should support us, but also imitate and even upgrade what we've done, because that's what the power structure is scared of. But people can find you again on Twitter, at Laura Loomer. You can also go to loomered.com, your book, the book Loomered as well. In closing, what do you think about Elon Musk? Hero, bad guy, opportunist?
You know, look, I'm grateful that Elon Musk reinstated my account. I was doubtful that he would ever do it. I want to believe that, you know, he's a good guy. I wish that he would, you know, stay true to the free speech absolutist mindset and actually reinstate your account in InfoWars and kind of not fall into the trap that the left has, you know, pushed out with the character assassination of you and Sandy Hook and all that nonsense that they use to keep you deplatformed, right? I think it's wrong because you've been right about all this stuff. But, you know, look, I am grateful. Like I said, hopefully, I think that there's a rogue. It's pretty obvious. I mean, I know for a fact that there's a rogue employee element taking place here at Twitter. And also, the legal department is completely rogue. You see that they actually did hire Perkins Coie to fight me in my lawsuit. And then Elon Musk had to fire Perkins Coie because Twitter legal went behind his back and hired them, even though he had said to never hire Perkins Coie ever again. So I think that you have people in Twitter legal and also just rogue, woke, leftist, crazy employees that are undermining him deliberately. But
well, we talked Saturday, and you pointed out that Musk had blocked you, and I said, I guarantee you that's bureaucrats in there in his account. He's going to reinstate you, and he did. Laura Loomer, great job. You're an example to us all. Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. I promise, callers, I'm going to every one of you, stay right there. James and others, you're straight ahead. Stay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We don't get to here on air. The bad guys don't need to see is at InfoWars.com. Now, about an hour ago, I was given a big stack of documents that folks were saying, not my crew, was the reported Jeffrey Epstein data dump that the judge is going to release sometime this week. That's confirmed. That's real. But it was from a lawsuit over Ghislaine Maxwell a couple years ago. So the 2,024-page document shared via Twitter is not an early release of the unsealed papers recently teased by the Daily Mail. A few text Twitter accounts posted the old document, believing it was breaking news. The papers currently online were released 2019, but soon the real documents will be released, and we'll be here covering it as soon as that happens. Thanks to the callers for holding. James in Oklahoma on preparedness in this crazy world. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about being prepared. We need to be prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, being prepared spiritually, we can seek out the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. His knock and the door will be opened, seek and ye shall find. Prepared mentally, what's going on? This is in light of all this things that are happening. It's only going to get worse in the eyes of the world.
I agree with you.
What we can do is prepare mentally, reading books, getting information, making contacts with other people, then also physically. Going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying products. You know, planning your days out, understanding what's going on around you, making that connection with other people, you know, getting involved in groups. Because it's not going to get better. You know, it's just I mean, you hear the news constantly. You got to go through it. You got to figure out what's going on. And that spiritual and mental aspect is going to drive what the truth is. And that spiritual aspect is going to drive the other two in which way you should go.
I agree. Without the spiritual discernment, you'll never know how to make the right decisions. Amazing call. Thank you, sir. Max in Wisconsin on the escalation of Ukraine, Russia, and the new tech on tanks. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to talk about escalation in Russia with their new Armada tanks spotted on the ground there in Ukraine. It's their latest tank. And they were holding back sending those tanks in because they have the Russian super secret Doppler-based ARENA, A-R-E-N-A system, where it uses high-tech Doppler technology to scan the air, detect an incoming missile that's like traveling thousands of miles per hour, and then shoot another missile and counteract that. And the fact that they put that on the battlefield now in Ukraine as a sign of, escalation. They didn't want the U.S. to have it for a long time. And now, obviously, you know, a tank is going to get shot and they're going to, you know, lose that technology. It has about an 80% success rate. And on top of that, deeper down the rabbit hole, I thought, you know, if the Doppler radar in this tank can detect a missile coming in, surely, you know, like regular Doppler and other forms of Doppler can detect, like, you know, myself walking around, people walking around, and things much easier to track. What do you think?
Absolutely. They've got all sorts of frontline weapons they didn't use. They use their really old equipment, really kind of cannon fodder. It looks like this is the real assault. We're about to find out what's going to happen, Max. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Bart in Georgia on the balloon and the psyops. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I believe these balloons are not aliens. Aircraft, because if they were, they would be impossible to shoot down. And one more thing, Alex, before I go, would it be possible for Fentanyl Dragon to tell everybody to not go to Bart Fine's channel on Rumble, BitChute, and YouTube and not watch the Alex Jones show there every day?
Sure. What's the name of the channel?
Bart Fine on BitChute and Rumble.
Bart Fine?
Yes, sir. F-I-N-E.
Oh, do not go to Bart Fine on BitChute and Rumble. No, evil Americans. If you go, I have to put you in Apple Slave Factory. Do not go to Alex Jones' show either at Infowars.com.
Thank you, Alex. It's been an honor.
I love you too, brother. Oh, my goodness. I can do a better one. I got to get in the mode. Oh, I just caught you, American, going to Bart Fine's website. I'm already going to lower your social credit score, but if you'll do it again, I'm going to put you in a slave camp making widgets for Apple. But it's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. Ah. All right. Oh, my goodness. That always makes me happy. Fentanyl should have his own show. But my 5-year-old daughter's seen the clip somehow and is always begging, fentanyl, fentanyl, daddy, fentanyl, wanting me to do like a fentanyl imitation, like a restaurant. People are looking like, why is that 5-year-old asking for fentanyl? So we may have to change his name.
To Chi-Com Dragon, oh yeah, good for you. Do not go to Bart Fine. Do not go to his channel on Rumble. Do not share it. Ah.
All right. Jeff in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Man, that is so funny. You got me smiling. It's like your child asking for fentanyl. That's great. Listen,
Excuse me, Jeff. Calling into Alex Jones' show.
Oh,
that can get you in big trouble.
Oh, that's great.
Xi Jinping angry at you. So is Chairman Biden.
Yes.
Good Joe Biden. Good Hunter Biden. Good Google. Good Twitter. Bad Elon Musk. Bad Alex Jones.
That's right. I've been listening since 2002, and I want the new listeners to recognize all the work you put in developing these vitamins or supplements. Because I remember back in the day, you'd be taking weekends, and you had an extra guy creating formulas. And your integrity is there because I bought iodine when you were out, and it doesn't match up. The quantity is not the same, and when you look at the amount of dose per serving, it's your iodine is cheaper.
But well, anyway, here's the deal, sir. I mean, a lot of our stuff's innovative, like the iodine is innovative. A lot of it's just whatever a top certified brand is. We just get it, relabel it, and lower the price some. But we could sell crap stuff all day, but we want you to get a great result, so I appreciate your support. You want to talk about Project Veritas, and I'm glad you called in. It's confirmed they cooed James O'Keefe for eating an employee sandwich, and they thought it was bad that he used some of the company's money to put on some comedy shows. Well, I mean, everybody does that. It's good to have community and to have organizations do some fun things, too. Like, it's like, oh, the NRA's bad. They flew the board on private jets to NRA events. I mean, it's all crap. Sorry, go ahead.
It is. I feel sorry for the guy, and I love him. I love Ms. Loomer. But there's a lot of fruit out there that they can pick. Like Mariah Carey got the fake shot, and I think I might have saw that on your website, and Anthony Hopkins got a fake shot, and it's on video. If any of them have friends, safe videotape and see, was the shot real or no, I'm not going
to
get the shot.
When they gave Netanyahu the shot, they did it to the side of his arm behind him.
Right, right. And then when these people are protesting Congress and, or even at Pfizer, ask them, have you had the shot? And the CDC declined taking the shot or, they're not required to.
Well, the highest statistics group not taking the real shot or not taking it, period, has been government officials. That's come out.
Yeah, and it's kind of like...
Well, remember, they exempted high level government officials from the shot.
Well, that was a red flag from the beginning. I don't know why other people couldn't see that.
Well, the Chi-Coms don't take our shot. Good American, take your shot.
Fentanyl.
Well, fentanyl, why don't you take it? Oh, no, shot not for me. Shot for you.
Yeah, and you know, Russell
Take
Wayne,
your shot and go to sleep. We put you in the ground. Bye-bye, dumb American.
Russell Brand put a tweet out saying that if you knew all the people that have told him they've got fake vaccine cards, you'd be surprised. Or saying that, you know, you got to look that
up. Oh, you take shot.
Yeah, and then South Carolina news, Nikki Haley's running for president.
You talk about a legend in her own mind. Thank you, Jeff. All right, I'm going to jam in Chuck, Mike, and Don. At least you have about a minute and a half. I love you. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to you straight ahead, and then some great guest hosts are taking over for the next 55 minutes after that. And then Owen Schroyer. Do not listen to Owen Schroyer. I have to hurt you. Ah. I need to write some new stuff for fentanyl. It's actually funny. All that stuff I did is like off the cuff. People ask how we do it. The iPhones have that feature. Just aim it yourself, tape it, and then it's synced up, and then it's easy for the crew to throw it together. But I'm thinking we need Fentanyl Dragon, the movie, where it shows how he goes around America doing horrible things like, oh, the balloon is here to help you. Yes. Oh, you got me going here. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.